So I've heard the news, State Labor promising to increase maternity services at the Mersey Community Hospital if elected. Steve Martin is chairman of the Mersey Community Hospital Support Group. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Darren.
So you're pretty happy about this?
Certainly am happy. Maternity services were at a level 3 previously, and it was dropped down to a level 1. So this initiative certainly allows more births to happen locally, which is great for the local population and new mums and their families.
All right. Can we just clarify, what's the difference between level 1 and level 2 maternity services?
Well, basically it comes back down to the complexities of the birth. Now, I'm no obstetrician or a medical expert, but depends on how far the baby's along as to whether you could have your birth at the Mersey or have to go through the Northwest Regional Hospital, or any complexities that are involved with the birth, then you have to go to Northwest Regional.
Right, so Rebecca White and Bastian Seidel say their plan is to return maternity service to level 2 in 2 years. Now, that's going to be dependent on getting people to work there, for a start.
Well, that's right, and this is just what we've been arguing about for a very long time, Darren. That's creating a positive picture about the Mersey, that it has the capacity and the ability and the community support and population to support having an acute hospital in the general area. Now, having a positive story about the Mersey will attract more medical staff and certainly help provide additional services. And I suppose that's where it comes back to the next initiative that Bastian's saying, that we should have the regional rural health and integrated maternity care as a national centre at the Mersey, which is another great initiative.
And on the other side of politics, State Health Minister Sarah Courtney said yesterday, she was talking to Mike on Tasmania Talks, that her plan for the Mersey is to turn that into somewhat of a training centre as well. So I guess at the end of the day, if both sides of politics have a plan and they stick to it, then it doesn't matter who wins, we're going to get some increased services there, it looks like.
Well, that is good, and we're aware of that, and we're positive about the Mersey finally being recognised that it has the ability and capacity to help alleviate what we've been experiencing in bed blockage, ambulance ramping, the reliance on locums, which is costing the health department a huge amount of money, and of course the ambulance response times. When Mersey's been put on bypass, as it has for the last 2 to 3 years, all those patients have been filling up the beds in Northwest Regional Hospital, which means that anybody presenting after that, whether they're from Smithton, Zoon, or even Burnie itself, that's travel through to Launceston. So by increasing the capacity and the ability at the Mersey, we help alleviate that pressure on not only the Northwest Regional Hospital, but the Launceston General Hospital, and we relieve the pressure on the staff at those hospitals as well. So it's a sound solution that's being presented, one that the community, I feel, will be fully supportive of, because at the moment, the Mersey is only being allowed to operate at about 25% capacity, and that's not good enough for a population that's growing every year.
What about expanding the emergency department at the Mersey?
Well, that's going to be, I think, a given in regard to specialists training in anaesthesiology, emergency care, mental health, obstetrics and palliative care, etc. What we're looking at, I presume, is that presently there's about 30,000 presentations to the Mersey Emergency Department per annum. Now, as the population is growing, it's expected in 5 years, that's going to increase by about 25%. Now, unless the governments start increasing the capability of the emergency department at the Mersey, we're going to go back to the dark ages of having patients sitting on trolleys and hallways and in ambulances again.